We had this man on last week, and he had to face the tough questions after a loss, but he just, from the baseline, just batted them back beautifully. We thought it's only fair to get him on after a win, because he'll be more up and about today. Scott Thompson from Port Adelaide joins us. Tomo, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you going?
Very good. Congratulations. What did you? What did you? What were you impressed with most, Tomo, yesterday?
One thing I was really impressed with our start. There's been a lot made of that over recent times. So it was really nice to start the game well, and you know, give ourselves every opportunity in that first quarter to be right in the game. Where you know, throughout the first 19 rounds, we've only won six first quarters for the year. So. Goes to show how important that is for us to get off to a good start and have ourselves right in the game from the get-go.
Hey, Tomo, how good does it feel when a plan comes off? You know, because as coaches, I mean, you do so much work. You think about, I would say you think about 200% more than what a player thinks about a game. And it's just such a good feeling when a plan comes off.
It is. You're spot on. And I think one thing in recent times we've been really good at is we've backed ourselves in, like backed our plan in. Obviously, we studied the opposition heavily to have a really good understanding of what they're trying to do and how we can go about shutting that down to the best of our ability. But we actually talk regularly to the players about what they want and what they feel works for them as well. So that was no different in going into the weekend's game. And as you touched on, for it to come off the way it did and to get a pretty much a 10-goal win against the side that has been playing some reasonable footy. You know, they snuck over the line against the Gold Coast, but playing some pretty good footy in recent times on their home deck in Melbourne. It was a great result that well and truly keeps our season alive.
Hey, Scott, you mentioned about talking to the players. Interesting this year with runners being so restricted. Are players enjoying that more, or would they like a runner out there a bit more often? What feedback are you getting on that front?
Oh, you probably get a few mixed messages, but there'd be certainly a large chunk of the players that would enjoy not having the runner out there as often, because generally when the runner comes out, if it's not to say come and have a quick spell, you're getting some form of feedback, normally on things that we can do maybe a little bit better as a side or whatever. So I think the players enjoy the fact that they don't have the constant messaging coming out through a runner. And we put heavy emphasis on the players having a real clear understanding of what we're trying to achieve, because the fact we don't have the runner out there makes it hard to change things in game, in quarters, when you'd like to. So with the momentum swings, it's really hard to do what you want to do as a coaching group and get that message filtered through the playing group as quickly as possible, not having the runner go out there regularly. Yeah. So we put a huge emphasis on the players having a real clear understanding, and that ties into the communication with coaches to players during the week, so we're all on the same page.
Speaking of Scott Thompson from Port Adelaide, you can see how much a confidence game it is, Tomo. When things aren't going well for you, the team can look down across the board, but when you're going well, and your second half yesterday in particular was just superb, that last quarter, once you're up and about, I mean, we haven't seen that Port Adelaide of recent times.
Yeah, it's been a little while. Probably you go back, it was roughly, 4 weeks, the showdown now, when we had a really, really strong second half against Adelaide, and we saw that again yesterday against Essendon. And, you know, we gained huge confidence out of that. We've always had the boys. You know, you could argue we should have beaten, when I spoke to you boys, we should have beaten GWS last week with that one-point loss. But it goes to show that we can, you know, get on with things, push that to the side, still have that belief as a whole football club that we can go out there and know that our better footy is capable of some really positive results for us, which showed yesterday. So,
but what are you doing to what are you doing to get that, apart from the good start? Because
Tomo, I think you touched on it the week before with GWS. Those entries inside 50 were so contrasting.
Yeah, and maybe they match up wise with some of the tools that GWS had at the time, where we did maybe blaze away a little too often. Certainly our entries looked a whole lot better yesterday going forward, where we're able to take the right options more often than not. We're able to lower our eyes on occasions that we needed to and maybe hit up the leading forward. We saw, you know, when Robbie's up and going and he's coming at the ball and using his forward craft, how dangerous he can be. And, you know, we had the luxury again yesterday of seeing firsthand the talent of some of our first-year guys on show again in Dersmer and Rosie and the impact they had on yesterday's game. So you can't put a price on how much energy and enthusiasm that they generate through the whole group when they're up and going, because The balance in our group, I think, is really positive at the moment between experienced older heads in the team and some of these young guys that have come through and that were blooded this year. And, you know, the older guys feed off that. So when they're up and going, the amount of energy it gives the rest of the team is enormous. And, you know, we've already touched on it times throughout the year, how important they're going to be for the club going forward. But it's always nice sitting back watching these young talents put themselves on show in a big game like they did yesterday.
Tomo, you're involved in the midfield coaching. I think we might have found our new Roger James, Dan Houston, hand and
he's
foot.
A smooth mover.
Super
yeah.
cool, doesn't panic, yeah. doesn't waste the ball. I thought his game was complete yesterday.
Yeah, and that's it's a real positive for Dan and his game this year. We've seen huge growth, obviously, in recent times, spending the majority of his time in the back half. And we brought him into the middle. I reckon his first game was against St Kilda in China when we moved him into the middle
yes.
of the ground. And he had a really, really solid game that day. And then we had to adjust a few things, and he did go back for a period there, but we love having him in the middle. He's learning and growing his game every single week as far as his stoppage craft goes. But when he's in traffic, he's so calm and collected with what he's doing. He sees the game really well. And you've touched on his ball use by hand and foot. And when he hits it, it's generally a beautiful pass more often than not. And, you know, his efficiency yesterday was high 80s or roughly 90% with, you know, high 20s disposals and a couple of goals. So if we can get that output from him, from a guy that hasn't played much midfield footy over his career, it's only going to get better from there.
Timmy's claimed him. He walked in this morning. My man, Dan Houston. You know, once you
my
get
my man, Dan.
Hey,
straight on the bandwagon.
Correct. Now, on that, Scotty, and you know how that works. Everyone gives the midfielders all the glory and the big forwards that clunk. And I tell you who don't often
everyone
get...
Everyone wants to be a midfielder.
Correct.
Yeah.
I tell you who... The player that doesn't get a lot of love, I don't reckon, is the back pocket slash halfback flank player. Doesn't often get the kudos, but fair to say McDonald, Tip and Woody has been arguably the most exciting player in the last month of footy, and Darcy Burns-Jones' job yesterday was terrific.
Darcy's in outstanding form. To look at him, you know, there's not much of him as far as size-wise goes, but he's hard and tough in the contest. Attacks every single ball the same, no matter what the scoreboard's doing, and he's super reliable, as are all of our back six or seven, the guys that roll through there, but Darcy's an outstanding nick at the moment. Not only is he shutting down dangerous opponents from the opposition, he's winning the ball for us and he's really damaging going forward. So, we've got the luxury of having him playing some really positive footy at the moment. And in the last 3 weeks of the season, we need that to continue. But, it's great for his own headspace and confidence that he's playing good footy, but still a lot of upside to his game, which is really positive for us.
Developed a nice sidestep too, dodged around a couple, a little slippery character. But what about, talking about down back, the Hoff? Mm. Playing
he's
great
he
role back
rock
there.
Solid down there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's always read the ball well, you know, over the years. And I've only said to you that Hoff was always that player that when they needed to, the rules were slightly different anyway, when you needed someone behind the ball to try and stem the flow, Hoff was always that man that went back behind the play because he read it well, he could take a strong mark. And the fact that we've been able to shift him down back over recent times and we've seen what he's been able to do. But again, you say, rock solid down there with his intercept and ball just coming out of the back half. So that's another real positive for the group. And we can continue to make little tweaks when we need to try and get the most and maximise the potential out of certain players. We'll continue to do that. And Hoff's been, he's been fantastic for us down there.
You've got a selection drama. You got three very good big men, Scott. Not sure you can play all three at once. And is there a combination? Yeah. I mean, Laddams, you can't drop Laddams next week. Lysett plays in the SNL. How are you going to work that out?
Well, it's a bloody good question, and it's a tough one to answer. But it makes for an interesting match committee. But if that's one of our biggest issues, it's a good problem to have because, if you look back over the past, if Paddy wasn't available, we probably thought we were a little bit slim as far as ruck stocks go. So now to have the issue where is it Ryder, is it Lysett, is it Laddams, we've got Hayes coming through, we've got these big guys that are playing some good footy, it makes selection that little bit tougher and, you know, it's a good position to be in, but, it makes for an interesting match committee come this week.
So the Crows win puts them a game ahead of you guys in the eight. So you basically just got to keep winning now, don't you, for the rest of the year?
Yeah,
and you play Sydney next week at home.
Yeah, we play Sydney next week and three games to go and I suppose as far as finals footy goes, that's in our hands. But if we keep winning and we're good enough to win our remaining three games, we should find ourselves in somewhere in that top eight, hopefully. But our destiny's in our own hands, really. We can't control what other teams do, but we just need to control what we can, and that's firstly beat Sydney and keep winning.
Appreciate your time.
Excellent.
Thank you for coming on after the win and the loss. When you draw, we'll get you on again.
Good on you, fellas. Enjoy your Sunday.
Appreciate it.
See you, Tomo.
Scotty Thompson, Port Adelaide assistant. Great win.